So I'm working on wireframes yet again at the moment, and this time I'm working on landing pages and getting those landing pages to be as effective as they possibly can. Trouble is, I don't think a lot of us give attention to landing pages like we should do. A lot of websites don't even have them. Do you have a landing page on your website? Do you even know what a landing page is? Well, I can tell you that at least. A landing page is an entry point into your website, other than the home page, that's tailored for a specific audience. You might be running a specific campaign that takes a particular approach, and therefore you want a landing page that follows up on that approach. You might be wanting to reach a specific audience, and so you have a unique URL that you drive that audience to. It's a unique entry point into your website that targets a specific group of people. But getting landing pages right can be really tricky. I mean, the first thing to say before anything else, the number one thing that you should be doing when it comes to landing pages is testing them. Wireframing up a landing page is one thing. Knowing that it's going to work when you actually put it in front of your audience is quite another. Landing pages are a great opportunity to do A/B testing and multivariance testing and all that kind of good stuff. So if you're not doing that with your landing pages, I recommend you do that right away. But there are a few other things that I've done on the landing page that I'm working on at the moment that I thought might be worth sharing with you. The first thing is I've put an introduction into who the organization is, what they offer, and why that specific audience should care. And again, this is something that I think is often missing from landing pages. The trouble is we kind of make the presumption people know about the organization because we forget that they haven't come in via the homepage. And so we don't take the time to explain what, you know, who we are and what we want to do and what we've got to offer. Also, we've got to remember that because we're targeting a specific audience, there's an opportunity here to tailor our message about who we are and what we do specifically to meeting the needs of the audience we're talking to. And that's a huge advantage. Homepages have to be so generic and appeal to everybody that we're trying to reach. A landing page allows us to drill down to a lot more detail, and that's really worthwhile. The other thing that I've done as I've wireframed up this particular landing page is ensured it's got good, strong calls to action. It's really important that a landing page draws the user on to the next step. I've seen so many landing pages where you've got this great ad on some website or in a newspaper or whatever that drives people through to this landing page with a strong call to action in the ad, and then they're left. They're left kind of to wander around the site aimlessly. A landing page should draw somebody on a longer route towards a particular goal, and that involves strong calls to action. So make sure you've got strong calls to action on any landing page you design. The final thing that I wanted to do is emphasize the kind of community aspects of this organization that I'm working with. So I decided to include some of their blog posts on the landing page. But again, going back to what I was saying about introducing the organization, go specific. If you're going to put content on the landing page, make sure that content is specific to the audience you're trying to reach. So in the case of this particular one with the blog posts, I didn't want all of the blog posts to appear, but only the blog posts that relate specifically to the audience that I'm trying to reach with that landing page. So easily done. All you need to do is tag each blog post with the audience that they're aimed at. Then you can pull in the relevant ones into your landing page. It's not complicated stuff, but giving that kind of attention to detail is really important. I think we often get overwhelmed by web projects, that there's so much to do, so many different aspects, that each individual aspect doesn't get the level of attention that it needs. And landing pages are a good example of that. We need to make sure that we take the time to really think about what we're doing rather than it's just another template that needs producing. Landing pages are too important for that.